This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, it is the Tuesday, July 18th version of the DJV Experience. Television report coming up in a moment. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen at our studio controls in Washington. These are fine women. These are upstanding women. These are women who know how to be happy. And so perhaps they can serve as a model, and maybe your company can serve as a model as well, to have women specifically happy, not men, but women. And there's a job review website. You can go to ziprecruiter.com, probably /DJV, and find all this. The job review website specifically for women, and it has released its latest ranking of the 25 companies where women are the happiest. And Stefan Multimedia is the number one company on that list.
Isn't that amazing?
Under.
No. Wait a minute.
Remember that in the surveys when it was just bubbling under?
Yes. Just bubbling under the top here.
Yeah.
Anyway, this site ranks businesses based on 15,000 job reviews from women answering questions about gender equality in the workplace, job satisfaction. So isn't it true that job satisfaction should be number one? How else are you going to do a good job if you're not satisfied with the job or at the job? I ask that question, ladies.
That is a good question. I mean, a lot of people don't like their jobs, and
right.
I guess they're not as productive as they could be because they don't like their job.
Of course they are.
A lot of people do just the bare minimum to not get fired, and we've all seen Office Space.
Yeah.
Is that a TV show?
It's a very funny movie, yeah.
Oh, really? And it's about, well, there are a lot of people.
It's about people working in cubicles.
That are pretty mundane.
Exactly. That's exactly what the movie's about. It's
just
a mundane computer company. Everyone's in a cubicle. It's very depressing, you know.
Okay, so then should we fix that? How do we make jobs exciting and interesting and compelling? Or in this case, do we just hire robots to do whatever those people are doing and look for a challenge somewhere else? Isn't it necessary for somebody to have jobs that are meaning? I remember when I was a kid, I met a man. His name was John the Workman, and his job.
I used to know John the Baptist.
Weird. Really? He was his cousin. So his job was to shovel coal into the furnace of a building. At this time, I guess this says a little about my age, perhaps, or my experience. The business is still using coal. But I remember downtown Framingham had a block of buildings. Don't ask me why I remember this. I remember John the Workman, who he drove a green Ford dump truck. And he went to the place where you can buy, I remember even, it was called bituminous coal or something close to that. And it was harder coal, and he would dump it in the lot, and then it would get pushed down a slide, a chute, and it goes into the basement. And his job every day was to shovel coal into the furnace to keep those buildings warm. That was his job. And he did it every day faithfully for probably 45, 50 years. So you look at that sort of thing, and he maintained a happiness quotient that seemed to be okay. So is it something deeper, I guess, is the question here, under the circumstances. Is it the job being mundane and not challenging, or is it your attitude? Can you make any job good if you have the right attitude? Yes or no?
You can make it tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you may not enjoy the work you're doing, but I think that there's a lot to be said for having an attitude of positivity and, you know, maybe appreciating the people that you work with if you like them. Or, you know, there are other elements. I mean, I've certainly had jobs that I didn't like, but I liked the people that I worked with, so it sort of made it better.
Yep. Yeah. So this group that did the consulting said this year's winner with women, Dell Computer, Pepsi Company, and Apple are in the top 10. So what all of those companies, there must be some mundane jobs in some of these companies. And back in the old days, after, you know, if you go back a little bit, there has been questions with older people about women in the workplace and how it all got started and why. Well, think about it this way. During World War II, we extracted 19 million men from the workforce in America. Think about it. 19 wow. million men were just summarily taken out of the workforce, and that workforce then became those 19 million jobs were taken by women. Women heretofore had never worked the kind of jobs. Rosie the Riveter. Remember that picture of her with her sleeve rolled up and showing you her muscle? She actually in the picture didn't have much muscle, but anyway, the idea was that she was one of the many women who were working on the job. And after World War II and through the late 40s into the early 50s, women became dissatisfied. That's when this all changed. That's when the scope, the landscape of activity in our country began to change. Women had been working World War II, and they liked the paycheck. And so when World War II ended and all the men came back and the jobs were taken back by men, women didn't like it. So by the 1950s, more and more women were creeping into the workplace, competing with men sometimes for jobs. But it's grown from that point to now. It's part of what we expect. We expect our daughters and our granddaughters and our wives to work. And that's just the way it is. You couldn't, the three of you, could you imagine living in a household? Jennifer, I couldn't imagine you not working for the rest of your life, no matter what your home situation. And frankly,
I do sometimes,
Victoria,
when I'm in traffic.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying.
I do. It'd be very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And I mean, would your life be, if you took yourself out, your mother worked, so you were aware and around of that. Victoria, what about your mom? I don't know that much. I know a lot about Jen's mom. I don't know much about yours.
My mom worked with my dad's company, so she did all of like the books for my dad's company. Mm-hmm.
So she worked. She had a job.
She was a very important part of the company. They worked mostly from home, so I was around her all the time. But she definitely, you know, walked that, you know, had a dual existence. Mm-hmm. So I saw that, and I saw not just my mom working, but partnership between my parents too, which is really nice to see.
So, do you think by the way, when you hear me do that, there's a spring.
Wow.
I thought we were at church
again
for a second. It's a church bell.
So was the expectation with all of you, Jennifer, you're an only child, Victoria, you're not, and Kara, you're not, was the expectation that after you got out of school, you'd all go to work? It isn't that you're
going
to.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And
yeah,
stay working.
Really urged, yeah, whatever career you want to go into, go for it, yeah.
I started working at 12. I mean, yeah. I have not been without a job since I was 12 years old, working for my dad. And, you know, I was thinking about it actually the other day. It's not that my dad, like, forced me into working for him at all. I wanted to spend more time with him, so I thought that was a good way to do it during
that's
summers
sweet.
Or, you know,
that's
I mean,
so sweet.
As a kid from a divorced home, I didn't get to see him as much as I wanted to, so I thought it was a great way to spend more time with him. But at the same time, I had seen my grandfather, who was extremely hardworking, my dad, who would just burn the midnight oil, my mom, a great example of a single woman, and so it was kind of ingrained in me that was just sort of what you did. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even really a choice.
Yeah. I was feeling yesterday, for a lot of different reasons, that I shouldn't have taken the day off because it's just a lot of things to
do. Well, you were supposed to take today off, but you gave up on us.
Yeah. No, I just didn't feel well about yesterday for whatever the reason, and I didn't, I just wanted, I miss it and I miss you when I'm not here. It just feels like, unless I have a specific purpose, and I'm certainly not going to see Miles at 4:15 in the morning, I can't do my other stuff, so I feel like I need to be here, and I feel like I want to be here. I'm happier under the circumstances when I start my day with you. And I hope that a lot of people who are listening feel the same way, because that's a great way for longevity to wrap itself around all of us. But I thought you'd get a kick out of knowing. There's the one thing, the big elephant in the room here is this: the pay gap. for women. It just is unacceptable. The big companies, they're taking steps to tackle the problem. What are the steps? You pay women the same as you pay men for the same job. What the hell do you, what steps do you have to take?
Right. I always laugh at that, too. That, we're taking steps. Really? It's not hard.
All right, those of you who are interested in buying real estate as an investment, or those of you who are thinking like Victoria of buying a house, Jennifer's thinking about buying a house, I'm going to give you a little inside information in a matter of moments. 16 after the hour on the DJV show.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
It's time to turn up your summer with great deals from America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Country Hearth, Guest House, and Red Lion Hotels. Book now through September 4th to save up to 30% at participating hotels. We've got you covered with over 1,100 locations in North America. And join Hello Rewards for special rates, personalized member perks, and earn free nights. Remember, America's Best Value Inn. Book your hotel stay today and turn up your savings.
All right, so investing in real estate at the bottom of the hour. I always forget, for whatever the reason, the television report belongs here. Jennifer's chance to shine. I thought it was kind of interesting, speaking about women on the job. Doctor Who has cast their first female doctor. Jodie Whittaker is going to play the Time Lord after the current star Peter Capaldi leaves. There have been, I wonder how many Doctor Whos have there been over the 54 years that the show has been running.
It's a good question. I don't know how many doctors they've had.
I thought the first
one. Oh, wait, no, it's 13.
Really?
She'll be the 13th doctor.
Okay. I thought the Doctor Who I remember from when I was a kid was creepy. That's all I remember from. I never liked the show.
I think that was your point, wasn't it?
What,
he's an alien,
creepy?
Right?
So is this woman who's going to play Doctor Who, is she going to be, does she look creepy? We see a picture of her?
I don't think they look creepy. They look like humans, but I think that they're aliens, right? Isn't that the whole point of the Doctor?
Not in the original, no. Doctor Who is not.
Yeah,
so well, he's a time-traveling Time Lord, which I don't think he's human. No. He just looks human.
Right.
Really?
And then he regenerates with each body if he's badly injured, and then they have a new actor come in to play each incarnation.
How clever. All right, Jen, what's on tonight that's exciting?
Never seen Doctor Who in my life. All right, tonight, America's Got Talent is new on NBC. The Judge Cuts, that's the episode tonight, meaning the contestants have one last chance to impress the panel before going live for America's Vote. 8 o'clock on NBC. Freeform has a new episode of The Fosters. That's at 8 o'clock. Bravo has A Night with My Ex. How many of you would like to spend a night with your ex? If you don't want to, you could just watch it on Bravo. This would be the chance to spend an entire night with your former flame. It's a reality show that brings together ex-couples for one night to hash out their unresolved issues. Being Mary Jane is back on BET. Season 4 resumes at 10 p.m. And USA has a brand new episode of Shooter at 10 p.m. as it returns for Season 2.
Shooter, what's that? I don't know.
Shooter, Bob Lee Swagger has been exonerated of all of his crimes, but he finds himself drawn into another dangerous
conspiracy. Is this
conspiracy.
Model on the movie? The
I don't know. Look, what do you want from me? I just tell you the TV.
I got it. 21 after the hour.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Down from Mr. Omaha, all the winds and the steps and the cobbles, we rode to a woman's side. For she was a secret treasure, she was his shame and his bliss. And a chain and a keep are nothing compared to a woman's kiss. For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's hands are warm. For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's hands are...
The horse singing along?
Yeah, right?
It's a pretty song.
Yes, if you hadn't seen Game of Thrones, you could still sort of envision what's going on here. 24 after the hour, the music portion of this hour, the DJB Experience. Victoria and Kara and I are listening to Ed Sheeran, who made his cameo on Sunday night's opener of Season 7 of Game of Thrones. This was not a secret by any stretch of the imagination. How many times? We've talked about this two or three times, I think.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
Yeah.
His big scene showed him sharing some rabbit and blackberry wine with Maisie Williams. Is she the one, the blonde, that was the sort of the queen? I don't know.
No, she is a brunette. She's pretty young. She's about, I think she's younger than 20, but she plays one of the youngest sisters in one of the big families on the show.
So his name on the show is Sheerio?
No. That's his fan group. Everyone has their fan name and their Sheerios.
Okay.
I don't think he had a name on the show. He was basically just the main character is escaping from something and she's going somewhere else to actually try and kill that queen that you were talking about, the blonde one. So he's just like with a group of other soldiers, and I guess they're just hanging out, singing and eating when she finds them.
Really? So he was brought in specifically because he's so popular, get more people to watch Game of Thrones. Is that basically it?
I don't think so. I think he's a huge fan of the show, so I think he might have just approached them and seen if it was a possibility. Because, honestly, I think a lot of people were not really fans of him making a cameo on the show. I was watching it, and I was looking at Twitter at the same time, and I think that for a lot of people, because he's so recognizable and his voice is so recognizable, it kind of brought them out of the show.
I can see that.
Instead of, even though everyone else is a well-known actor that you would recognize out on the streets and you see in other things, it was weird him being there. I mean, I enjoyed seeing him and I like him, but it was a little distracting, I think, from the plot.
Apparently Jennifer Lopez is a fan of the show. She was all over Twitter talking about it. And Sheeran, as you suggested, is a big fan. And there was so much activity, it crashed the HBO website.
Well, that doesn't surprise me either, because so many people, I mean, people were getting ready for this like hours in advance. Like multiple people that I follow on social media were basically just sitting around watching last season or just sitting around preparing for the show all day.
Yeah, like the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well,
Super Bowl of Game of Thrones.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, who are, you know, celebrities, and Kristen Bell has been in a ton of different stuff, and she's great. Well, she had posted all these pictures of like making deviled eggs that look like dragon eggs and all of this other stuff because they were going to have a party for it. So, yeah, pretty great.
I don't watch this show, but on Sunday nights, I can't text my brother and his girlfriend because all they reply back is G-O-T, Game of Thrones. That's all they'll write back.
Also in the music information zone, Shania Twain has some clothing. She's auctioning off some iconic pieces from her closet to raise money for struggling children all over our country, all over this part of the world, in North America, as a matter of fact. She's Canadian. Called the Shania Kids Can Foundation. She placed several pieces of tour memorabilia up for sale on PledgeMusic.com for the hopes of bringing awareness to the foundation she started 7 years ago. Some of the pieces up for grabs include a custom motorcycle that she rode on stage during her Las Vegas residency. Let's see here. She was, you remember she was doing You're Still the One on that, when she was on the motorcycle. A dinner date with Shania and her husband, worth $100,000 apparently. And the Shania Twain Man I Feel Like a Woman dress went for $7,500. Good God. Pretty expensive stuff. For a good cause, that's neat. 28 after the hour here.
In automotive news, more high-end performance SUVs are on their way. Dodge announces pricing for America's fastest, most powerful, and capable three-row SUV, the Durango SRT. It'll start at $62,995 and comes with a V8 Hemi. It also comes with a National Hot Rod Association certified quarter-mile time of 12.9 seconds and a capable 0 to 60 mile an hour time of 4.4 seconds. That's quicker than it takes you to put on your kid's seatbelt. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The new Lucky Charms shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms shake now only at Burger King restaurants. Also try the Fruit Loop shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text food or comida to 8.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Communication, conversation, the DJV way. I'm Doug Steffen here in this half hour with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and also we're going to have Celeste Headley join us talking about conversations, how to have a conversation that matters. Successful communication. Let's see if I can get right to the point here, ladies, so we can have a successful conversation about a woman who is visiting a factory here in Los Angeles, caused $200,000 worth of damage when she knocked over a display while attempting to take a selfie. Man, these people with their crazy selfies. There's just nothing stopping these people with their selfies.
I mean, this is, we posted this on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, and it's just, you watch this happen. You can go ahead and tell the details, but oh my God.
Well, no, and this is all basically from security cameras, and it was put on, it was posted on Live Leak. The clip shows a woman crouching in front of the row of sculptures. And they're all on pedestals, and she's trying to take a selfie. I'm putting myself in her position.
Oh, my God.
Take a selfie. She loses her balance, knocks the pedestal directly behind her over, which is like a domino effect.
This is like a movie. Right. I can't believe this actually happened.
Like some silly movie the Three Stooges would do.
Mm-hmm.
Or Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau or something like that. That's what you get out of watching this thing.
You know what, though? You would think, because this could happen in a different way without someone even taking a selfie. Like, someone could just lose their balance or trip. You think that they would make these pedestals, like glue the pedestals to the floor or something so they couldn't just knock over if you bump into them.
Yeah, I mean, it
seems like a good idea.
But it's also amazing. Each pedestal perfectly knocks the next one over. It looks just like a row of dominoes, except there's sculptures flying left and right as they all fall down. And then the girl gets up and she kind of looks around like, did I do that?
Her insurance? Does she have to pay the damage? Well, I mean, how do you fix it? Because these things were priceless in antiquities, right? They were very old.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Three of them were, I think, permanently damaged, they said. Mm. Three of the ten. So right. I'm not sure. Yeah, what do you do? I mean, do you get sued?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. I don't see selfies. I don't understand the whole indulgence thing with selfies everywhere. Come on, get a life, folks, will you? If those of you who are having a good year or wondering what to do, what's the best investment? I talk about this all the time. I saw in the Wall Street Journal yesterday an overview of real estate values here in Los Angeles, and this is why the focus on Wall Street Journal here. The real estate values are crazy. And you go to certain parts of the world, never mind the world, let's just talk about our country, that seem to be almost inflation-proof, but they also have very little, the economy itself has very little impact on the value of real estate. But according to this, even if home loan rates stay where they are, property prices seem to be leveling off in many areas. I know people that are trying to buy real estate in Florida. I know people here in California trying to buy real estate right now and finding it the high season, whatever you want to call it. So the values are cranking up. In my home community of Framingham, Massachusetts, which is becoming a desirable place for two different segments of the society, 55-plus building, there are 500 units either being contemplated or being built in that one community. There is also a focus on three different apartment complexes. Each of them has a couple of hundred units, and then there's single, but there's not a lot of land left, so single houses are not being built. They're all these larger buildings are being built. And so you wonder where the heck all these people are coming from and what pushes the value up. And you look at the Wall Street Journal, you want to dream sometime. I was looking at the fabulously expensive places that are for sale on Long Island, let's say, the Hamptons, or here in California up in Malibu, or in Florida in Palm Beach County. And you know, those places are just places that you might dream about, or off the coast of North Carolina. And you see these prices, and you wonder who's buying all this stuff. But if you understand, I'm looking at a research report on home prices in eight cities in the Midwest. The house prices there are not going up particularly well. And so that's the reason.
New York real estate has really cooled. I have a couple friends who are real estate agents, and they said stuff just isn't moving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I thought that this was, you know, I don't know. No one seems to really fully understand it, but it's just New York is always one of those little bubble type cities, probably like L.A. or Malibu. Mm-hmm. But it's very, very cool right now. So
well, in Boston is Boston area. It's not. Some places, depending on what where you're going and what you're competing against. And
right.
What you're competing against on the high end are the Russians,
mm-hmm.
the Chinese,
yep.
The French to a point, and Persians, the Middle Eastern money that is all over the place here in Los Angeles, and South Americans in Florida. The South Americans are coming to Florida that are interested in the beaches. I thought there were lots of great beaches in South America, Brazil, Peru, aren't there? I've never been to. That's the only place in the world I've never been that I want to go. I was thinking about taking a trip to Peru in September, but it's not a good time. But go to Chile, Argentina, some of these places, that are beautiful, but apparently it doesn't mean the same. If you make a lot of money in South America, never mind South America, anywhere in the world, they want to come to America. They want to live in Beverly Hills. They want to live in Palm Beach. They want to live in some of these newer places in the Carolinas and in New York City. And the Park Avenue prices for some of those places are nuts. Nuts!
Park Avenue's a bargain right now compared to other places. Oh, yeah. If you're in the West Village, the West Village is the most expensive zip code in Manhattan now, and Tribeca is also, and Soho, those are the three most expensive. Park Avenue is... Park Avenue is always going to have the historic value of it, but money-wise, in terms of real estate, it can't compete with the downtown market.
I always have found real estate to be something that agreed with me in terms of investing. But I'm looking at where values are going up and where they aren't going up in terms of places around the country, according to this article. It's just really amazing. Utah, down 3%. Lake Arrowhead, where's that? Up 6%. Where's Lake Arrowhead?
I don't know.
Anyway, so just as a food for thought if you're thinking about investing. Here's, speaking of food, some food news. I'm looking at a picture online of a young lady whose mother designed her a dress that looks like an ice cream cone. This is the story of Stephanie Shagler, Chaglar, whose mother has taken the three-year-old and created all kinds of gorgeous gowns made out of real flowers. This is a story that you can find on the ABC News website if you want to see pictures of the sort of clever, creative... And that's the only reason
I
bring it up,
because
The
cool thing about this is she's not... So they're not actually dresses. What she's doing is holding up food at certain angles in front of her daughter so that they look like clothes. And I actually saw this on Kelly... on Kelly and Ryan recently, where you hold up a watermelon in front of your camera and the person stands further away and you hold it up and it looks like they're wearing a dress in front of them because the watermelon covers their body. And same with the ice cream cones and, like, bouquets of flowers and stuff. It's very cool.
Yeah, it really is. It shows you how creative people can be. So anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. In a moment, we're going to help you in the communication department. This is one of the things, I used to teach this in school, and it's not something that people learn well. And I love Kara, and so every once in a while, she gets annoyed at me because I correct her grammar. But it is something upon, like it or not, people judge you on your ability to communicate and how you put a sentence together. And it's become a lost art almost because we communicate so much on our devices. So we'll see if we can't give you a little primer on how to communicate well in just a matter of moments here on the DJV show. It's 43 past.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
All right, so now is the time for all good communicators to come to the aid of those who are not so good at communicating. And maybe we'll have with Celeste Headlee, who is somebody that works at NPR, talking to lots of people from all walks of life like we do here, Celeste, so you get to kind of figure out what's going on now versus what used to go on. Did you do a TED Talk? Did I see that at one point in time?
I did. I've done three of them. The one that you may have seen has over 11 million hits, though, which kind of speaks to how much many of us realize that our conversational skills have maybe declined a little. And that one's
maybe
have better conversations.
Maybe? Oh,
maybe.
I think I'd use a little stronger language than that. Maybe. So this getting people to focus on grammar, presenting themselves well, it seems to me a good reason for us having a conversation would be with a focus on how to get a good job or how to make yourself attractive to somebody, members of the opposite sex. I find it distressing. There are any number of ways or reasons that people would want to be focused on good communication. Is it an age thing, though, Celeste? Do you think that older people are more focused on this and younger people are not?
So here's the interesting thing in this Plenty of Fish data, because Plenty of Fish just dropped this huge amount of data about relationships and technology and how we interact with one another.
Plenty of Fish is a
really
dating
important.
Center, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So here's some interesting tidbits from that. Number one, they surveyed all ages, millennials, even pre-millennials, all the way up through baby boomers. And everyone agrees, number one, that conversation is really important. In fact, they found that 87% of people said they have found people more attractive after having a good conversation with them. So that's pretty good motivation for all of us to brush up our conversational skills, I would think.
So, but are we talking about, when we say conversation, are we talking about good conversation? When I hear that, I was an English teacher for 4 years on the secondary level and the college level, and I became very conscious of grammar. Even though I'm not perfect, I make mistakes, and it seems to me, and I'm not playing the blame game, but we've become so attached to our devices, and we communicate by using a flat screen. And I wonder if that hasn't affected, A, our ability to communicate, and B, our ability to communicate well, because there you can communicate with grunts.
Yeah, well, your gut instinct is on. We do have pretty good evidence that, but because we text so much and email so much and don't pick up the phone or even and speak to each other face-to-face, it is true that we are becoming less adept at speaking to each other. And there's all kind of other things, too. Social boundaries have kind of fallen to a certain extent. People think nothing of emailing or texting at a time of night or morning when you would not have dreamed of doing so by calling somebody on the phone. So that's totally true. But I'll tell you something that's great in this Plenty of Fish data that makes me hopeful. It's that the majority of people realize that conversation is a lost art, and they also seem to really agree that it's important. Like 75% of people, almost 75%, said that small talk is really worthwhile. But think about it. How many times have you heard somebody say they hate small talk, right? I mean, people hate it, and yet we also seem to think it's worthwhile. So I do think there's hope here that people are motivated to make it better.
You've written a book called We Need to Talk, How to Have Conversations That Matter. Don't just focus on online dating. But what do you think? What's the takeaway? Because you share a lot of things about conversation and every area of our lives, brothers and sisters talking to each other, you know, as you grow up, that kind of stuff. That's all important, too, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the takeaway for me is that we've stopped listening to each other, really. And by that I mean when we're in a conversation, you often have two people just telling what they think and what they know to each other, but not actually hearing the other person. So if we could just start with beginning to really listen to one another, that would be a massive step forward.
You know, I have that in my personal relationship. More often than not, the conversation, and it is something that brought me up short, something I'm trying to pay very close attention to. I grew up in an era of radio when you couldn't have dead air. So I'm always looking to fill in conversations in my personal life, make sure there's no dead air. But that's not appropriate. It's not good. I want to listen and hear what she has to say about stuff.
That's right. In fact, if you take a break and leave a little bit of time after the person's finished speaking, you know, you'll be better off. That's a great way to do it. And if you want more information about this big data dump, you just have to go to plentyoffish.com.
Celeste Headley, thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I could sing this for the entire segment, but that wouldn't be fair to Chucker. Chuck Curry is here. This is a music, obviously, for Mary Poppins. So why are we playing music for Mary Poppins?
Because Disney has a annual convention. It's called the Disney 123. Screen the first footage from their remake reboot of Mary Poppins, which is going to star Emily Blunt. It takes place a decade after the original film, and it was described by people who saw the footage as a very old school musical, very similar in tone to the original film.
So is that going to sell? How's that going to do?
I think it'll do very well. I mean, Disney can do no wrong. I mean, look, kudos to Disney for still being the main studio of purity in the business. Lin-Manuel Miranda, who hit big with Hamilton on Broadway, co-stars in the movie. Angela Lansbury has a part, Meryl Streep. While Julie Andrews, I believe, has a small cameo, Dick Van Dyke will actually play a new character and a more fleshed-out role in this installment.
Yeah. That'll bring them all in from all ages.
I love when they mix the old and the new.
Yeah, I do, too. I think it's a big mistake that they don't do that often enough. Victoria, you're right about that. Speaking of bringing something back, Chucker, what are your thoughts on movie on the murder of the Manson murders, murder of Sharon Tate? Jennifer Lawrence is going to play.
Oh, is she? I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a quiz. I talked about that last week. Quentin Tarantino. That's going to be his next film as writer, director. Listen, do I think it's going to be a have a huge box office draw? No, of course, I don't think so. But those movies are made for a smaller audience, and if it's a Tarantino film,
so
obviously,
apparently, between Margot Robbie and Jennifer Lawrence, is that true?
I heard Margot Robbie's name floated. I have not heard Jennifer Lawrence. But listen, if there's a major role in the business, Jennifer Lawrence certainly will be up for consideration. But Margot Robbie's the next best thing in the business. She was Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad. First time I saw her was opposite Leonardo DiCaprio in Martin Scorsese's The Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, she's really good.
All right, more and more movie news, including some thoughts from George Lucas as we continue here.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
All right, so Chucker, George Lucas has been talking about autograph seekers, and there's been a lot of stuff online about his feature. He doesn't mind signing, but then if somebody turns around and sells the autograph, and that apparently happens a lot.
Sure.
But I wonder about the whole idea, never mind just of George Lucas, but autograph seekers and why people pay money.
Yeah, but so, I mean, it's also, there's two sides to that coin. I mean, the conventions, like the Walking Dead conventions around the country, are enormous, and a lot of older celebrities are making a nice dime, which is cool. Believe it or not, a guy like Larry Stork from F Troop is at these conventions. A guy's like 90 something years old, signing his name, and people are paying $30, $40, $50 for his name. Some of the more high profile celebrities could get hundreds of dollars for their autograph. I believe Sylvester Stallone signs his autograph. He doesn't make appearances, but people will pay $400, $500 for a Stallone autograph. Let me ask you a question. Would you pay for a star's autograph, and how much would you pay?
I wouldn't pay either.
I mean, listen, maybe if I had some piece of memorabilia, I'd pay, $20, but I would never pay $100 for anybody's
autograph. We probably ought to mark the passing of Martin Landau for a moment. 89 years old, died in Hollywood.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Mission Impossible, and won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for Ed Wood. He was a really good actor. Also did a lot of Woody Allen movies.
Supposed to be a nice guy, too, in all the things. But he character
that way.
Kept at it throughout most of his life. So I didn't know you. I just thought he ought to be acknowledged again. Pretty good actor. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.